Noble Intentions, written by L.J. Reynolds, narrated by Chelsea Claremont. Prologue. Her heart pounded so fast she thought it was going to jump out of her chest, like a lion taking down its helpless prey. At 13 years old, she heard the police informing her dad that her mom was dead, potentially because of a drunk driver. She didn't even know what drunk driving was. She stood next to her dad, wide-eyed and paralyzed, as he embraced her. She could smell the shoe polish and leather of his work shoes on his hands. Polishing his shoes was his nightly ritual after dinner, but tonight was different. Mom was late coming home. She was at a meeting, so he cooked dinner. The officer awkwardly handed her a teddy bear, while the other updated her father on what had happened. Unforeseen tragedy had struck, defying all expectations. Particularly distressing was the fact that her dad was the police chief. The sound of a cabinet drawer slamming brought Noble back to the present. Standing outside the door, Noble took a deep breath and another moment to gather herself. In any tragic event, she knew it was her job to make every victim know she was there for them, no matter their age. She didn't want anyone to feel like she had that night many years ago. Her job was to help them overcome their trauma and offer any help they might need. Remember, Noble, help this young victim as that officer helped you back when you were 13. At the time, Noble knew they usually gave teddy bears to small children, but that they gave her one was something she would never forget. Or the officer who gave it to her. She still had it in a box in her garage. Before entering the quiet room, she knocked. The room earned its name because it was where they brought and interviewed young victims. It had stuffed animals, coloring books, dolls, and puzzles. These items assisted officers and detectives in helping young victims feel comfortable enough to talk about what had happened to them. Noble used her personal experience and the training she had received from the department to build a special bond with all the young victims she'd encountered throughout her career. She had the uncanny ability to connect with them, on their level and with their permission. Noble made eye contact with the woman she assumed was the mother, who stared back at her, eyes wide open, biting her lower lip as though it was her last grip on sanity. Noble glanced at the girl who was holding a pencil hard enough to turn the edges of her fingers white. She observed the girl slowly pick at the eraser, watching intently as each pink scrap fell to the floor around her feet. Noble sat carefully beside her. Her mother finally seemed to soften, giving her a slight smile. "Hey," she greeted. "My name is Noble Gentry." The girl lifted her head, her tired, pale blue eyes finally meeting Noble's. "Most people know me as Noble, or Gentry as my boss calls me. I'm the detective who got assigned to your case." The girl seemed to consider that momentarily, then kicked at a piece of eraser with her foot before she answered. "What kind of name is Noble?" Noble kept her eyes on the girl, sensing her mother stiffening behind her. Her voice was tight and low as she corrected her daughter. "Jessie Alexandria Williams." The girl instantly lowered her eyes and nodded. "Sorry, I think it's neat, but I've never heard it used for someone's name." Noble smiled as the first hint of connection flashed between them. "That's okay, I get that reaction a lot. How did your parents come up with that name?" Jessie's eyes locked onto Noble's. "Is that what your friends call you?" "That was my mom's last name before she married my dad. He liked it because it represented someone honorable. Do you know what that means?"
"Yeah."
Jessie nodded as she slid the tattered pencil into her pocket. "Everybody does." "Well, since he was a police officer, my mom and dad thought it would fit me. And that's how I got my name." She paused, waiting until Jessie met her eyes again before Noble dropped her voice to a whisper. "My dad sometimes calls me by my entire name, but that's only when I'm in trouble." Jessie chuckled for a moment before whispering back,
"My mom still uses my entire name when I'm in trouble, too. I think it's a parent thing, and I have one friend who calls me Jess."